Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're here at the Pella Opera House for Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Kevin McQuaid, the new director. And he's only been here a couple of days, but he's been more than generous to sit down with us and talk about himself, his background, why he's here, and what he plans to do here at the Pella Opera House. And first and foremost, Kevin, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us.
My pleasure.
You've been here at this point for about 3 days, at the Opera House. So far, I'm sure you're enjoying the town. Is there any specific aspect of this position that has surprised you?
Well, no, nothing surprised me. I think in the interview process, the board of directors did a very good job of outlining what the position entailed, and their understanding of the organization of the Pella Opera House was quite good. So nothing has really surprised me, but it's been a very pleasant experience. My colleague here, Beth Hill, is doing a great job of helping me acclimate to the work, to the organization, to the people that are affiliated with it. And as you said, I just arrived 2.5 days ago on the job. So it's a whirlwind of quite a bit of information, but I anticipated that, and I've had administrative positions like this in the past with arts organizations, so I get how they work, I get what the responsibilities are. It's just a matter of learning the history and the context and fully appreciating what the mission and values of the organization are.
Right, and you talked about your previous positions a little bit, and I think that's a pretty good segue. You grew up here in the Midwest. You're from Illinois, right?
I grew up in Chicago, and after finishing high school, I went to a very small liberal arts college, Eureka College, in a town that is not dissimilar to Pella. It's about half the size of Pella, as a matter of fact, but it's a small rural community with a liberal arts college at its center. And as a result of that, I don't feel like I'm coming into a place that is unfamiliar to me, even though it is. Pella is a unique community. Its Dutch heritage has been well noted by many for generations. However, I enjoy the lifestyle of the Midwest. I enjoy rural America. And I particularly enjoy being in a community where the downtown is as vibrant as it is, and where obviously there's an anchor in the community with an opera house, which is fantastic.
And you're coming from a background at a school and moving into a more administrative position in the opera house. Are there any sorts of special experiences that you think that the school element brings into it?
Absolutely. My role at my previous job was to be the director of admissions and marketing, as well as the chairperson of the Fine and Performing Arts Department at East Side Preparatory School in Kirkland, Washington, just outside of Seattle and in the shadow of Microsoft. But as a part of my role and responsibilities at the school, I did many of the things that I am called upon to do here. I'm not recruiting students, but I'm trying to generate an interest in the Pella Opera House so that we can get more people involved in attending events and productions or getting involved with what we do here. So that has a sort of admissions feel to it. And marketing was part of my past responsibility as well. So understanding how to not only find your audience, but get the word out to them, to inform them who you are and why you exist, is really important, and I have that experience as well. And obvious connection, the most obvious, I suppose, is as chair of Fine and Performing Arts, I administrated the music program, the visual art program, the theater program, the dance program, and all of those elements are going to be part of what I do here.
Now that you're here, I know you've only been here a short time, but I'm sure you're trying to hit the ground running.
Yes.
Are there any specific plans in the works or any events that you'd like to bring to the Opera House that haven't been present?
Well, I'd like to back up one step, because that's a very important question, and not to be evasive about this at all, is I have tons of ideas that I'm going to be sharing with the board at a meeting in mid-January. But before I just you know, move forward with things, I have to become better informed about who lives in the community of Pella and what do they want the Pella Opera House to be. I can go ahead and generate all sorts of ideas, but they'd really be in isolation or in a vacuum and without the benefit of input from the people who we serve here. And so I think the real first step for us to undertake, for me to undertake, that I'm committed to, is seeking information from people who either have been part of the Pella Opera House in the past or are continuing to be involved with it, or who never have been, and I'd like to figure out why. Because perhaps there are opportunities, perhaps there are types of programming that a potential audience would like to see here that we just haven't done yet. So for me, I'm very excited about doing that. My first day here was Tuesday, and I took 2 hours. I'd like to take some time out of every day to actually get out in the community and do just what I've mentioned, find out who our neighbors are, find out what they'd like to see at the Pella Opera. So I went around the block here on my first day of work for a couple of hours, just introducing myself to our neighbors here on this block. And of course, I will expand as the days pass.
Of course, if people have questions for you, you're going to be here. I really appreciate you coming on Let's Talk Pella with us.
My pleasure. I'm always happy to talk about Pella Opera House. Thank you.
Once again, you're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.